and temperature 65 to 70. And for tonight, it's mostly cloudy, lows near 50, and then mostly sunny, a really spectacular day Friday with high 70 to 75. The outlook for Saturday, a partly sunny day, and high 75 to 80, and then highs in the low 70s and partly sunny on Sunday. For Radio Rockland 1300, this is meteorologist Mark Hanick.
Up-to-the-minute weather information is always available on the AM 1300 website. Day or night, when you want the weather, check our website at WRCR.com.
The following program is furnished by its producer, host, and sponsors.
And it is time for Healthcare on the Air.
Good afternoon, and welcome to Healthcare on the Air. My name is Peter Fella. I'm the Director of Education at A&T Healthcare. This afternoon, we have a wonderful program on WRCR. Joining me is my wife, Ann Fella, who is the Regional Director of A&T Healthcare's Patient Services, as well as the Director of Quality Improvement. Say good afternoon, Ann.
Good afternoon, everyone.
And we have several guests today. For the first part of our show, we have Donna Scanlon from the Office for the Aging. Say good afternoon to everyone, Donna.
Good afternoon, everyone.
And in the second part, we will have Sharon Martini, who is the Voluntary Program Coordinator for Meals on Wheels, and also Maureen Nikolic, who is the Community Outreach Coordinator, also from Meals on Wheels. This is our second broadcast on WRCR, and I just want to say that we're A&T Healthcare. There's a lot of times there's confusion. They call us AT&T, and I always say, I wish we were, but no, it's A&T, and it stands for Antoinette and Tony. They were the two nurses who had founded this organization over 30 years ago, and what they were looking for is that they were looking for a better way of providing care when people are being discharged from the hospital setting and going into the home. What they wanted to do is that this is render care in the home where people want to be. And what I always say is that they were truly visionaries in the sense that that is how the healthcare paradigm has changed so much, is that now people are leaving the hospital, going home, or they're not going into the nursing home, and they're staying in the home environment because that's really where people want to be able to be. And that's one of the things that we always stress as far as the quality of care. What our program is, Healthcare on the Air, is that we broadcast different issues or subjects that have related to your health or things that may impact you or your family. And what it is for educational purposes. We want to educate the community. A&T has been part of the community for well over 30 years. And it's very hard sometimes to navigate the healthcare system, and that's one of the reasons why we're here. Before we get started, I do want to say something, is that we're all very excited to introduce you that we are on Facebook. We are serious about this. And A&T Healthcare LLC, we will be updating it daily with pictures, videos, and important information, as well as news and upcoming events to offer a more interactive home healthcare experience. Please visit our page and like us. You know how it is with Facebook. Like it. People get upset that, gee, I posted something, I only got 50 likes, and so-and-so got 60 likes. But see if you can like us and give us a rating. Also, you can go to our website. I know this is part of our lexicon where we talk about just Google ANTHealthcare.com and look for Facebook, and you'll be able to do it. And we'd love you to become a part of our healthcare family. I know Andrew and Nicole, because this is the live broadcast, I want you to see how many likes we have. Record it right now, and then at the end of the show, we want to see if we can have a big raise. And we have a list, and we're doing it. As you know, this is informative. We have our guests that are going to give information that will help you in any possible ways that you may need it. The phone number to call in if you have any comments or questions, and the phone number is 845 area code 362 0013. That is the phone number. And thinking of phone numbers, we should be getting a call later on, right before the end of the show, about like a quarter to, where someone from the Chamber of Commerce will be calling up, because we have several street fairs that are coming up in the next couple of weeks. One will be in New City and also in Nanuet, and they want to just like tell us about it. And I know that Meals on Wheels, as well as A&T, were very much a part of it. Okay, so let's get started with the program. And we have Donna Scanlon here, and she works for the Office for the Aging. Before we get started, I'd like to talk a little bit about, as we all know, is that people are living longer. That is a fact, okay? You can look at the life expectancy is longer. There are more people that are living. And what's happening now is that there are several factors that play into it while people are living longer. One of them is that they're screening. They're doing a lot more work as far as screening individuals for different diseases. As you know, when you have someone has a diagnosis could be so-and-so has a diagnosis of skin cancer, let's say. And then the question is, what is the prognosis? Well, the prognosis is how well they will fare. And if a cancer is diagnosed in the earlier stages, such as stage one, there is a much better prognosis. So we've been a lot more sophisticated in the screening process. Education, and that's where we come in. We're part of it right now. Education, people learning how to live a healthy lifestyle, eating proper nutrition. I know Sharon's going to touch on this with Meals on Wheels about having proper nutrition, that's part of how you are to living a healthy life. There's been tremendous improvements for surgery that are being performed, okay? And the diagnosis, there's more knowledge of diagnosis management. Talking about a chronic disease, what is a chronic disease? A chronic disease is a long-lasting disease that can be controlled but cannot be cured. And there are several examples of such diseases. Hypertension is one, diabetes, rheumatoid arthritis. We have much better as far as managing those particular illnesses. Vaccines. Vaccines, of course, are very important as far as the prevention of actually getting the disease. And there's just been a lot more of the medical innovation that has been taking place. So when you combine all those factors, people are going to be living for a longer period of time. So right now, Donna, before I start asking you questions about the Office for the Aging, tell our listening audience something about yourself and the work that you do for the Office for the Aging.
Okay, I'd be happy to. Thank you for inviting me, Peter. It's a great opportunity to spread the word about the Office for the Aging. I'll tell you a little bit about myself, and everybody still stay awake, please. I'm from the Bronx, like most people in this area. We moved to Orangeburg when I was about 10, went to Tappan Zee High School. Went on to SUNY Oswego and got my degree in elementary education. Came back, there were no jobs, so I took a job with Campbell Soup Company, the frozen division, actually. I was a salesperson. There weren't many women in the sales force at that time, so it was a pretty lucrative job. I was in the frozen division. And if anybody remembers CB Handles, I was Freezer Queen.
Oh, really?
So everybody remembered me as that.
Now the word is out.
It is. I know. I'm sure I'm going to be getting calls about that, too. Okay, so then a couple of years we did that. I got married, and we moved to Buffalo because that's where my husband was from. And they actually transferred me up there, so I had the Rochester area, which was very interesting. Again, started a family. And we were transferred to Chicago. So we lived in Chicago for about 7 years, and I worked as an assistant director for kinder care. And I took my children with me, so that worked out very well. Came back to New York, was transferred back to New York, and then decided to go back to school in the evening to get my master's in reading education. Again, jobs were pretty scarce at that time for teaching, so I took a job as a employment specialist, as an independent contractor for, at the time it was called VESID, it's now OVR. I worked there for about 7 years, wonderful job, made a lot of great friends and good contacts, so that was a great experience. And it brought me to the Office for the Aging. Actually, my mom was a case manager for the ISTEP program, Sally Giardina, she's wonderful. She's retired about 3 years. She quit working when she was 88. Do you believe that?
Wow.
And I had to fire her, which wasn't great because I was the assistant director.
Oh,
but
God.
I started as a job developer, and then I went on to be the coordinator for the employment program, CSEP. And then I became the assistant director, and here I am. as assistant director.
Is your mother talking to you?
She is. She was ready to retire, but thank goodness.
Can you tell us, Donna, some of the tell us something about, like, as we know, Rockland County, the fastest growing component.
Yes.
Tell us about the population demographics here in Rockland County.
The age group 60 and older is actually the fastest demographic in Rockland County now. There's about 59,000,
wow,
at least, seniors in the county. So with that statistic, it's very important for the Office for the Aging and other agencies that deal with seniors to be on top of their game and expand and make those services available to seniors. And this is certainly one of the ways, being on radio and getting the word out. So we're very happy to do that.
Tell me about some of the services. I know you have that the Office for the Aging has available to our listening audience.
Absolutely. Well, we started about 40 years ago. This is our 40th anniversary, which is very exciting.
Yes, you had the big soiree last week.
Oh, yeah, the big soiree, yeah. Well, I don't know about that, but yes, we're very proud.
You had a very big turnout, though.
Yes,
we did. Mm-hmm. It was the Power of Age you're speaking of, right?
Right.
Actually, I think that was one of our biggest turnouts.
Wow. Yes. We were there. A&T was there.
It
yes.
It was wonderful. We had about 70 exhibitors, which is the most we've
That's
ever had.
That's tremendous. That is amazing.
And about 350 seniors, I think, attended that, which is
And Suresh Arya was one of the was acknowledged as the
he was the
him and I worked together in the DDSO. We worked together. We were both the deputy directors of the Hudson Valley DDSO, and it was great seeing him. And I congratulate him. And also Stan Swartz, who is the board president for Meals on Wheels. He also was one of the honorees.
He was nominated, absolutely. And what a great group of people. I mean, when we get these nominations for Senior of the Year and Outstanding Contribution, it is so difficult to pick one because they're so accomplished.
Right.
And it's just always by a very thin margin that someone wins and then someone doesn't win. But usually the next year we pick the other one.
Okay, so get ready.
Kind of like the Oscars, right?
That's right, yeah. Well, okay.
When you do.
Okay, I'll talk about some of the services that we have. We have directly provided services as well as subcontractors for the Office for the Aging. Some of our subcontractors are the Foster Grandparent Program, RSVP, AVI, Association for Visually Impaired, the Alzheimer's Association, and CHOR. Those agencies we fund. We subcontract them out, and they actually run the program, and we oversee them. Meals on Wheels certainly is one of them, and I think Sharon will talk, and Maureen will talk a little bit more about that later.
Okay. I'll be on the second part. Go ahead.
The second part is our directly provided services, one being the home care agency. That's ICEP, Expanded In-Home Services for Seniors Program. And one of our subcontractors through that program is A&T, and we're very proud to have them as one of our subcontractors. They are just a great organization, family-owned, very caring and professional. The aides that they send out give such excellent care, and they're so trustworthy. We've always had such a great relationship, and we're with you, or you're with us, for over 20 years.
Yes, yes.
It's a great partnership.
As I said, my responsibility is director of education, and I also train a lot of the aides, so I love hearing that kind of feedback. In fact, I have a class going on right now, and I'm always stressing that whenever I talk about our workers, they say, are they good workers? I say, well, I train the bulk of them when they've come, and that's really something that's important that we do it, but we do like the feedback, and people want to be home.
They do. That's aging in place is a big thing that's happening now, where people want to stay in their homes, and part of the reason they can is with this home care available to them. Right. ICEP goes out, does an assessment, and they give them so many hours a week, and depending on how the assessment comes out. So, A&T has just been a wonderful partner, and we're very lucky in this community to have them. They're very community-oriented. Mm-hmm. They're always donating and supporting, and I thank you for that.
Oh, sure. No, really, it's our pleasure. And that's what we're always saying. It's always something that working together, and that's part of it, and many times, and that's why I go back to when this organization was founded 30 years ago, is that being a visionary, that so much of it has changed now, that now people do want to be home. They want to be discharged from the hospital sooner and not stay in the hospital longer, and there's even actually more of a better outcome, meaning that when they are discharged from the hospital, they don't get readmitted the next week back into the hospital 2 weeks later, and then you just want to be in your home. You mm-hmm. want to be around your plants, your animals, your family. Those are all the things that are more conducive to a better and quicker recovery.
Yes, I agree. I agree with you.
Donna, could you just mention what kind of services would an aide provide through the ICEP program? Is it housekeeping?
It's housekeeping.
Service?
It's well, there's personal care one and personal care
right.
two, depending on the mm-hmm. level of care that mm-hmm. they need. They can do shopping. They can do. I'm not sure if they do Medicaid management. I don't think they do. I think it's more like shopping and.
Will they prepare a meal?
They would prepare a meal. Yes.
They would also
personal care.
Do some personal care. Help
yes.
someone with their shower.
Yes.
Help with their laundry.
Yes, absolutely.
Help them get dressed and such. And mm-hmm. and that's a relief to the family that. A time that they don't have to.
Oh, absolutely! It's important to have that kind of break mm-hmm. and take care of the people that they love. And actually, another break is the respite program.
Right.
If I could go on.
Yes.
Right,
you
go ahead. Yes.
Yes. The respite program is a week-long stay in a nursing home facility or assisted living facility, depending on the level of care the individual needs. And this respite is really for the caregiver. Mm-hmm. There's no charge. The only qualification is you have to be over 60 to go in and you have to live in Rockland. And actually, there's limited funding in that, so it's first come, first serve. But what a great program for the people of Rockland to be able to take a week off, whether you stay home or go on vacation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's just a wonderful, wonderful program, and we get a lot of calls for the rest
yeah,
of the
Yeah, I can
program.
Think of a couple of things. When I was at the Summit Park Nursing Care Center, we would get respite patients from the Office for the Aging. And a lot of times it was for a week, usually, and mm-hmm. It could be different reasons why someone would need to be admitted for the week. One person was having their house painted, and you know it was really the fumes, and just having you know someone who has more care needs there is hard. It's hard it for is. That person, hard for the caregiver, hard for the patient, and it turned out to be a very good, you know, situation. The work got done in the home. The patient was comfortable, and they had an enjoyable stay,
right,
you
right.
know, as well. So everyone, you know, it works out for everybody.
And
so.
The caregiver is...
Is relieved.
Is relieved and energized when
right.
the, you know, when you know everybody's back home.
Right.
It's really works out for everybody. Well,
that's fantastic.
Program.
You're listening to Healthcare on the Air. My name is Peter Feller from A&T Healthcare. I'm joined by my wife, Ann Feller, and we're here with Donna Scanlon from the Office for the Aging. Donna, can you tell our listening audiences that you listed all those different services? How does the Office for the Aging, if someone were to make a call and give the number what to call, how do they determine what services are available? I know I always say this many times with A&T Healthcare. If you have something, if you're not sure about your home care needs, give us a call. If we can't provide it, we'll direct you to the right place. And I'd be perfectly candid, a lot of times call the Office for the Aging, but maybe if you could tell how it would work if a call was made and how it would be
sent
out.
Well, we do have a senior care helpline, 364-3444, and that you can always, usually that line gets busy when somebody actually needs services. It's not beforehand. It's when they're in a crisis mode
yeah.
and,
okay,
oh, my goodness, I need this. Oh, what do we do?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. But and Candy Podrowski is the one who manages that, and mm-hmm. she does a wonderful job. And she'll research any problem you have, and you will be referred or will be able to take care of it. So that's really one number you should keep. However, if you want to be proactive and you want to find out what we have in place before you actually need us, please call us and we'll send you a directory. And that number is 364-2110. And we can send you any kind of information that you'd like. And we encourage you to do that. Again, the senior helpline would be the one to call if you need immediate assistance or just are researching something that you need for your loved one and you don't know where to go. And we certainly would find out the answer where you need to go.
Oh, that'd be great. Now, John, do you have any upcoming events for the Office for the Aging? I know you did have the big 40th
Power of Age,
Power
yes,
of Age anniversary,
did.
But anything else on the horizon?
Actually, I'm taking a little break because that was a big deal.
Well, it was a tremendous event. So.
Yes, it was. But we have had, during the year, we have had some things that people should be aware of. And if you look on our calendar on the website for the Office for the Aging, you'll find all the events coming up and ones we've had and maybe you want to attend next year. We do some lunch and learns. We did a presentation at Pfizer. Actually, it was on the Caregiver Connection program we did. There was a panel of somebody from ICEP and two other agencies coming. And what happened was the employees came and asked many questions, you know, things that they wouldn't know if they didn't come to it. So it worked out very good.
Yeah. No stupid questions, I always say.
None. And you know what? None. It's probably a good idea to talk to people who are working, because a lot of times you're working and you have someone at home that you're caring for, whether it be your spouse or your mom or your dad or an aunt or an uncle. And it's good to hear what's out there for you. So even those lunch and learns in workplace situations is just as important as people reaching out to you in your office.
Yes, so
that
absolutely.
Definitely.
And to reach that particular population.
That population.
Right?
We know workers. That sandwich generation.
Right, right.
That we
working.
Keep talking about. They're working, they're taking care of their children, and they're taking care of a loved one as well.
Yes.
So that's great.
And,
absolutely.
And if anybody out there would like us to do a lunch and learn, please call the office and we'd be happy to schedule something.
Mm-hmm. Do you have caregiver support groups?
Caregiver, yes, through VCS. Okay. They have caregiver support groups as well as the Alzheimer's Association does as well.
Yes, they do.
And if you need that number, please call our office for VCS and they'll be able to direct you to the right support group that you're looking for.
Okay.
Glaucoma screening. We had at the Spinnick Eye Institute with free glaucoma screening. We did a Money Smart program. With the assistant director of the Washington, D.C. Consumer Financial Protection Bureau.
Oh, boy.
She came down from Washington. It was a wonderful, wonderful program. Wow. And Senior Focus, we have a monthly radio show, Senior Focus, every Thursday of the month. We're not in competition with you.
Another Thursday. Okay. Oh, awkward situation here. May I be a guest?
That's right. You could be a guest.
That's right. And certainly the Power of Age is a big conference that we have yearly.
Now, you also have a newsletter that goes out.
We do. We have Looking Forward is our newsletter. It started the first year we had the Office for the Aging 40 years ago, and now we have an audience of about 7,500 people that we send it out to.
Wow.
It is, I mean, everywhere we go, everybody is so impressed with it, and we always get so many compliments. Sheila Berman is the editor, and we thank her very much for her hard work.
There's a lot of great information in there.
Yes, there is. And the Health Insurance Information and Counseling Program, HICAP, that's a wonderful program for seniors to get counseling on insurance, Medicare insurance.
It's so confusing.
Yes,
now,
you
isn't
know,
it?
Anne, right? Yes. It's.
I just came from a conference on MLTC.
Yeah, that's a
people
big
are just so, and FIDA, what is FIDA? Nobody's really, you know, we're just all confused now. So.
We are. We're very confused. Well, if you're confused, call Sharon Ryan and she'll unconfuse you.
You know, I think that's, Donna, really, thank you so much. I always say this about aging, is that aging is really about adapting. You know, they're just that you just can't do the things you weren't able to do before, but it doesn't mean you still can't do it. And that's what I say is always important. We just had our last radio show that we came from on WTBQ. I was on the Alzheimer's Association. One of the things that we brought up and we stress is that aging, Alzheimer's disease, and depression, they are not part of the normal aging process. You know, there may be a higher number, particularly if you're 85 and older, but that is not considered normal. And that's why if you are having some kind of difficulties, these services, that you get the services as quickly as possible, and it will help you along the way.
Yes, I agree.
As well as helping people stay healthy and a vital part of the community, and you know, keeping going, right?
Yes, be part of the community.
Absolutely.
Still, getting older doesn't mean checking out of the community. You still have to be part
That's
of
right.
it.
That's right. We're part of it. We're good. We still got a lot of gas in the tank, I always say. I still got a lot of gas in the tank, mm-hmm. even with the age and all that. But Donna, thank you so much for coming on our show. And thank June Maloff. I know she let you get out to do our show, but you provide a wonderful service. And I'm just happy that you were able to join us. Okay?
Well, thank you very much for inviting me. I appreciate it.
Okay. You're listening to Healthcare on the Air. And when we come back, we will be having Sharon Martini and Maureen Nicolich from the Meals on Wheels.
Hi, my name is Tom Babington from A&T Healthcare. Join us on WRCR the first Thursday of each month at 1 p.m. for Healthcare on the Air. A&T Healthcare is a home care agency licensed by the state of New York and is owned and operated by nurses and has been serving the community for over 30 years. Our show will have expert guests to discuss health-related topics. The show will be informative, engaging, and empowering. So join us the first Thursday of the month at 1 p.m. for Healthcare on the Air.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Peek-a-boo. Peek-a-boo. Smile.
Smile, buddy.
Come on, smile. Oh, honey, he's still not smiling.
Maybe he's not a smiler.
Yeah, maybe he's just not a happy baby.
Maybe he's just being a boy. You know how boys are.
Or maybe he's teething. Oh, poor baby. I think his gums hurt.
Maybe he's just tired.
Or maybe his tummy hurts. He didn't eat that much.
Maybe he's not ticklish.
You think maybe he's scared of the dog?
Maybe he'll outgrow it. Maybe it's a phase. Maybe he just doesn't like smiling.
Maybe he has autism, and we can definitely do something to help.
Maybe is all you need to find out more about autism. No Big Joyful Smiles by 6 months is one early sign. Learn the others at autismspeaks.org/signs or see a doctor today for an autism screening. The sooner it's diagnosed, the better. And it can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
And now we return to Healthcare on the Air. I wanted to remind you that they are taking your calls at 845-362-0013.
And welcome back to Healthcare on the Air. My name is Peter Feller from A&T Healthcare, and I'm joined with my wife, Ann Feller, who is the Regional Director of Patient Services at A&T Healthcare. And joining us for the second part of our program is Sharon Martini. She's the Volunteer Program Coordinator for Meals on Wheels, along with Maureen Nicolich, who is the Community Outreach Coordinator for Meals on Wheels. Welcome, and thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having us, Peter.
I have to thank Don Hammond, the president of Meals on Wheels, as well as Stan Swartz. I had to get their permission and authorization to have you on here. So I want to give a shout-out to them to thank them for letting you be part of it. But why don't we start with you, Sharon. Sharon, tell us something about yourself, how you got involved with Meals on Wheels, and just things that the listening audience can know about you.
Peter, first I have a story I want to tell everybody. I want to tell you about this cat that goes to heaven. The cat dies and goes to heaven. God meets him at the gate and says, "Hey, you've been a very good cat all of these years. Anything you desire is yours. All you have to do is ask." The cat says, "Well, I've lived my life with a poor family on a farm, and I had to sleep on hardwood floors." God said, "No more." And instantly, poof, a fluffy pillow appears. A few days later, 6 mice were killed in a tragic accident. They go to heaven. God meets them at the gate with the same offer that he made to the cat. The mice said, "All of our rollers, all we want is roller skates, so we won't have to run around anymore." God said, "Say no more." And instantly, each mouse is fitted with a beautiful pair of tiny roller skates. About a week later, God decides to check in to see how the cat is doing. The cat is sound asleep on his new pillow. God gently wakes him and says, "How are you doing? Are you happy here?" The cat yawns and stretches and said, "I've never been happier in my life. And all those Meals on Wheels that you've been sending over are the very best."
Oh.
So Meals on Wheels.
Let's have it. Oh, I tell you. Oh, I'm sorry I don't have a bell to be ringing right now. I feel that's what we should be doing. I love that story. It's Healthcare on the Air. You're listening to Healthcare on the Air. Now, I don't want to say this is
the
Levity Live show or anything. But go ahead, Sharon.
Let me tell you a little bit about myself. My name is Sharon. I've been with Meals on Wheels for about 2 years now. I'm on with a volunteer program coordinator, and I would like to say that I have the best job at Meals on Wheels because I get to work with over 400 volunteers that come out and help deliver meals, work in our senior centers, work in our adult daycare center, teach computer classes, make Blizzard boxes. They do so much, and we're very, very fortunate to have the volunteers that we do have in Rockland County. But over 400, isn't that amazing?
That help out
with all of our services. As part of that, I run a lot of different fun programs. We have a SAMS program, which is Students Assisting Meals, and that's for high school students, so that way they could get their community service hours. They help us raise awareness for Meals on Wheels. We have a Caring Cards and Crafts program that is all part of the Homebound Volunteer program that we have there. And I love my job. I look forward to coming to work every day. I look forward to interacting with the seniors, whether I see them in a senior center or whether they're calling up and telling me about their food or telling me about the wonderful relationship that's built between the volunteer that delivers their meals and them themselves.
Sharon, can you tell our listening audience on WRCR, how did it get started? What was the genesis of Meals on Wheels?
Well, Meals on Wheels has been around for over 40 years now.
We have a speed by 10 years. Go ahead.
So about 40 years, and actually last summer we've delivered our 9 millionth meal.
I was there, yes.
So 9 million
By the way,
meals.
I am on the board of Meals on Wheels. I forgot. Maybe a little oversight. Yes, I am on the board of Meals on Wheels. So if I don't...
We are very lucky to have a wonderful board and have Peter on that board. But we have the best board members around, I think. But Meals on Wheels started 40 years ago in a basement with Shelley Berger.
Wow.
She worked with the Women's Jewish Federation, National Council of Jewish Women.
Yes.
So together they started in Shelley's basement making Meals on Wheels. That first year they delivered 10,000 meals on out. Today we're delivering 58,000 meals out every year.
Wow.
So.
Oh, that's terrific. You know, I always say this, that one of the things with home care, and this is one thing that A&T is very much involved, is that sometimes what happens is that a patient is discharged from the hospital and they're in the home setting and they need home care. It's at that time when the nursing supervisor comes in and they may look around and say, wait a second, you know, this person has all pasta and rice and all carbohydrates. This person is not getting a nutritious, you know, diet. I mean, many times, nutrition is a very important part of the recovery, and then we would then make a referral to Meals on Wheels that, you know, something has to be done about that as far as getting, you know, the proper nutrition, particularly if they've had some kind of surgery or rehab.
Right, absolutely. We get phone calls from caregivers, from neighbors, from children, from siblings, trying to get their loved ones some help and making sure that they have the nutrition at home that they need. So we deliver the Homebound meals. Currently, we deliver to 450 seniors throughout the county. And we deliver Monday through Friday, and we deliver on holidays, Christmas Day, Memorial Day, 4th of July. We're out there. We're delivering food to make sure our seniors have their food. For our food that we do deliver, we have a house diet that is a heart-healthy diet. We have meals that are all of our meals are prepared without salt. We have fresh or frozen vegetables that are used, and we have fresh fruit that is delivered on out. Then we have milk, and if you have special dietary needs, of course, we'll be able to make sure that we're taking care of those dietary needs. Some folks can't cut their food, so we have no problem. We'll cut the food.
And that's
all
the assessment. You'd have to have that particular assessment before, you know, it's like someone just puts a food that's delivered.
Right.
And then it shows up at the doorstep. But
right.
You know,
once a phone call is made, our social work team makes an assessment. They get all of the information that they need, and we're able to find out where they live and find out how to get a volunteer there to deliver their meal to them. And during that time period, social workers are always checking up on you.
Mm-hmm.
Our homebound drivers are fantastic because not only do they deliver the nutritious food, but they also provide a very important safety check. They knock on that door. They ring that that doorbell and make sure that that senior's home. Quite often, many seniors don't have people that check them up on them on a daily basis. And our volunteers are there every day making sure that they're safe.
That's an indirect like service. That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. Very good. Very good. Maureen, would you like to tell our listening audience, tell us something about, I know you're new to Meals on Wheels, right? Everything's very relative, but tell us something about yourself and what your work is.
Well, I'm new to the office. I actually have been with the company since September. I've served as a substitute driver since September. I was out on the road delivering homebound meals, and I was a substitute driver, so I've done just about every route that we have, and I've probably met about 90% of our clients throughout the month that I was delivering. So that was actually how I came into the company. I came in as a substitute driver, and I enjoyed it so much, and I love our programs, and I love the services that we offer. And about a month ago, yes, I made the transition into the office.
Fantastic.
And now I'm serving as the community outreach coordinator, which gives me the opportunity to try to bring as many more potential clients as we can in to take advantage of all the services that we offer, because there's so many people in the community that don't understand that we offer more than just meals. We have a lot of different services that are provided through Meals on Wheels.
Well, could you? Are there any stories that you can share as far as like just to do what Sharon had said, that going to the homes, like you made sure that, you know, is everyone okay? Like, is there anything safe and all that stuff? How did that go? It's interesting.
Oh, absolutely.
What you just
said. Well, because our policy is that we do knock on every door. Some seniors prefer to not have, you know, someone coming into the house every day. So they may put out a cooler. You can leave a cooler if someone's at a doctor's appointment. If somebody is not going to be home, they'll leave a cooler. But otherwise, we will knock on the door every single day, make sure that there is someone home, make sure that someone comes to the door. If you knock on the door and somebody doesn't come to answer, the first thing we do is call into the office, and we say, we're at so-and-so's house, we're at this stop on the route, can you call and check in on them?
Right.
A lot of times, they just didn't hear us. They're in the bathroom, they just didn't hear the door, and they come to the door, and if they're not, then we leave a message for them, and then there's follow-up through the office. There's follow-up to make sure that everything is okay with that client.
You said you had other programs through Meals on Wheels. Could you tell us a little bit about?
We do. Again, most people have heard of Meals on Wheels, and they figure that we deliver meals. We offer so much more through our Rockland County office. We have 5 senior centers throughout the county that service the entire county. Our senior centers are open from 9 to 3, 5 days a week. We provide transportation to and from our senior centers. We can pick people up at home on their buses, bus them in, and bus them back home again at the end of the day. We serve a hot lunch every day at our senior centers. We have all kinds of activities that go on. We have entertainers come in. We have exercise programs.
And
we
have been here several times. I make the rounds also. I make the rounds talking about medication safety or things like that.
Absolutely. We have all kinds of people from the community come in and speak on their area of expertise and educate our members as much as we can on all different areas.
Do you know what the seniors are doing today, Peter?
No, tell us.
There's a wee bowling tournament. So all of the seniors are together at the North Rockland High School.
Oh.
I think that's where they are. And there's several hundred folks that are out there that are wee bowling and competing against each other to find out which center is
going
to be taking the top notch.
Right.
I wonder if we're going to have any strikers out there.
I happened to be in one of the centers one of the days that they were doing wee bowling, and they do. There's no lack of competition amongst them.
No, it doesn't matter how old you are. You're very competitive.
Absolutely. They take that seriously. Besides our 5 senior centers, we also have at our Nanuet location, we also have an adult daycare center, which is geared towards dementia and Alzheimer's clients, and that runs from 8:30 to 4:30, 5 days a week. And there we have a cognitive model center with the focus on social stimulation.
Okay, and we have a caller on the line. Good afternoon, and welcome to Healthcare on the Air.
Yes, I'm very impressed. I was privileged to be at Meals and Wheels with a life skills class, and I was very impressed how they teach those who have needs to help those in need. And, you know, they show them how to, you know, put the gloves on, make sandwiches. And as I was there watching them and watching the whole situation, I mean, it's like a bunch of chefs doing the job. Everybody's proficient.
Wow.
Food looked delicious. And then they pack it all up and they get it all out, but it was just amazing. You do a wonderful job, and again with the life skills, I think it's great. I don't know if you still do that.
Yes, we do. We work with an awful lot of volunteers that come from a lot of different facets.
Right. And I think it's great because they're in need and helping people in need as well. And I just wanted to say how what a wonderful program it is. And
thank
continue.
You.
Thank you so much for your call.
You're welcome. Take care. Bye bye now.
Bye bye.
I know my mother did have the Meals on Wheels at one time, and it was always, you know, she always, like, enjoyed it, like, it was right there, and they were always, like, friendly, and, I mean, this is, like, so great. I'm interviewing people who work for Meals on Wheels, and I never would have thought that. That was, like, you know, many years ago and stuff like that. But, gee, that's wonderful. What is the thing as far as, I remember being on the board, and you have a pantry for dogs.
Yes. Go ahead. Can
one you tell
us
about that, please?
Other programs, and it's run by several volunteers that come out, and they do such a phenomenal job for us. But we have a Mutts and Meows pet pantry. Several years back, we found out that our seniors were sharing the food that we were delivering with their beloved pets. So we couldn't have that. So we were able, through donations and grants, be able to deliver out food on a monthly basis to our seniors that have pet needs. And it's a supplemental food. We work with Pet Nutrition of and Inanuet does a great job with donating food to us, as well as Pet Supply Plus. They're consistently giving food to our seniors, so that way we could deliver on out. So when a volunteer comes to pick up their meals to deliver to the seniors, they also bring out meals for their cats and for their dogs. And it's a wonderful program. Helps the seniors stay at home happier longer. And a lot of our seniors are isolated, so having that cat at home is just so important. So if we could help them be at home and be happy, we will absolutely do it.
Well, it's great that you were able to recognize that need in with your seniors and with the people. And that's what your volunteers do when they go out. Oh. They find these things out about what's going on in the home, and now you're providing another service, as well as getting people out to outreach, you know, group senior centers or the adult daycare center that you have. And it's so important, and people don't realize that it's out there for them. So I'm glad that you're here in order to you know, make the community aware of what's available. So
I know, like, even with animal therapy going back, like, that's they're talking a lot about that, and that's very comforting to someone. And of course, that this is how our culture is, that animals are part of the family. They're part of the family. Mm-hmm. And that's something that someone was observed, and that was very good.
But speaking of animals, I know Maureen was talking about the adult daycare center, and we do have the pet therapists that come up, and our seniors love it when they have their dogs that come on up. But what other therapy do we have for our seniors up there?
We do pet therapy, we do music therapy, we do art therapy, we do all kinds of exercise programs. They do chair yoga and chair tai chi, just all kinds of different activities that are designed to keep our clients mentally stimulated.
Wait, now, you had that in the boot camp. I know A&T was very. I know you had that on the.
So what Peter's talking about is every year our seniors get together at the RCC Fieldhouse, and we have a boot camp for our seniors. And I will tell you that the seniors are probably telling us more what to do than listening to the instructors. But it's so much fun, and the seniors just have a blast, and it's a great time for everybody.
And Peter and Tom love going to
the camp. We love boot camp, senior boot camp.
You know, it's very important. I know we just did an earlier show on another radio station, but one of the things that came out, one of the questions that was asked is there anything that you can do that can prevent, you know, the onset of Alzheimer's disease? And several of the components and the stuff that you have to be doing now is that having a healthy lifestyle, having a healthy diet, keeping your mind active, getting involved, doing things, and that's all. That's what the wonderful service is at the senior centers, and I love talking to them. The only thing is that when I talk, I bring refreshments. And one time I was talking on nutrition and cholesterol. However, I told them they had to give me a pass because I brought, like, a lot of the bagels and donuts and stuff like that for them. But I said, just give me a pass for today. But it's all, everything is an invitation.
When you talk about food, listen to this menu this week. Monday, macaroni and cheese. Probably my absolute favorite. Tuesday was barbecue chicken. Wednesday, stuffed peppers. Mm-hmm. Today is sausage and peppers. And when I was in the kitchen this morning, my stomach was just grumbling. It was just so good. And then tomorrow's cod oreganata. So what a menu. Have that variety every day. And the food is absolutely delicious. It's not only made by the wonderful chefs, but it's also made by our volunteers. And every single piece of food is made with love from from the staff to the volunteers.
Okay, you're listening to Healthcare on the Air. My name is Peter Feller from A&T Healthcare. Sharon, could you tell our audience, or Maureen, what would someone have to do if they were interested in receiving services from Meals on Wheels? What would the actual process be?
They just have to call our number, 624-MEALS, which is 624-6325. They could also go on our website to see the services that I have. But based upon what they want, if they want to come out and hang out with our seniors and have a great time kicking it up and dancing and singing along, they could do that. Or if you're a caregiver and you need help with your care, your client, your loved one. I'm sorry. you could just call up there, or even with the Homebound Meals. But just give us a call, and we'll be able to help you. I will tell you that we do have some gift certificates that we're going to be at the Chamber of Commerce Street Fair on Sunday for a free meal for any of our senior centers. So stop by our booth, and we could give you a gift certificate for a free meal to come out and test the day and have a good time.
I know A&T has always been very supportive of Meals on Wheels. Do you have any upcoming events? I think there's something that's postponed last Saturday.
We were talking about pets earlier. One of our favorite fundraisers that we have now is a dog walk. So it's the Mutts and Meows dog walk, and it's going to be this Saturday at 10 a.m. at the Children's Park on Grocky Road in Chestnut Ridge. You could register that day, or if you're interested in registering in advance, you could just go to our website, mowrockland.org, and register for the pet walk. It's about a mile walk on there, and there's goodie bags, or doggy bags, I should say.
Doggy bags.
There's demonstrations. We have photos for you and your dog together. It's just a fun time for you and your pet.
Be good weather, I think.
Yes. And it's supposed to be good weather. Yes, no thunderstorms.
So far.
And I know if you want to register on site, I believe the registration starts at 9, so you can come at 9 o'clock and register if you haven't pre-registered and just be able to show up that day.
All right. Is there any other thing? Do you have any boot camp scheduled?
There is a boot camp scheduled in September. I don't know that date off the top of my head, but those seniors are planning away and going to have fun for that.
I know we have the big Meals on Wheels has the very big pie sale around Thanksgiving, and I know we always do that at A&T.
They're the most delicious pies, and for our bigger corporations throughout the county, we will come and deliver your pies for you, so you could get them in just in time for Thanksgiving, and no stress, no worry free, and the profits are going to a great organization where we help seniors all over the county.
Right. And as we were talking earlier with Donna Scanlon, is that the aging of Rockland County, and aging is about adapting, and this is important. If you need help, these services are available, and that's what it is, just so you can have thrive more and just enjoy life, and that's something that's available, and that's what we wanted to get the message out. And as I said, you provide such a wonderful service.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Anything else you'd like to tell us about Meals on Wheels? You've been an excellent guest. appreciate it. I like that joke. That was a good way of starting it off.
There's one other thing that we didn't really touch upon. Meals on Wheels, we deliver so much more than a meal. We have so many things. But we also exercise people's minds by having the Adult Learning Center.
Wow, that's great.
And what this is an all-volunteer run where we are able to teach computer classes, and anywhere from a basic skills class to an advanced Excel class, and we teach them to adults. You don't have to be a senior to attend these classes. I've taken a couple classes myself, and I thought I knew, but I found out I didn't know. And I was like, I would like to take the basic course again. But not only do they teach computer courses, they teach how to use your smartphone, how to use your iPad, genealogy classes, digital photography. So there's a slew of different classes that are available to help adults. So you don't have to be a senior to take these classes.
I think it's a great idea, though, because, social media now is so important, and, Facebook, a lot of people say, I don't want to be on Facebook, but it's a good way to keep in touch with your family.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And now your children and your grandchildren are kind of scattered all around, and it's a good way for someone to, FaceTime or just see what's happening in their life.
Stay in daily contact. Absolutely.
You can do it.
They have the classes right there, so okay, if you're interested.
We just want to remember the Nanuet Street Fair is this Sunday.
Yes, it is.
June 7th, and A&T Healthcare will be there along with Meals on Wheels. And then the following week will be at the New City Chamber of Commerce. Their street fair will be in New City, and that will be on the 14th. Come out. It will be a good time. You can see all the different people that are serving the community. That's about all the time that we have for Healthcare on the Air. My name is Peter Feller. Thank you for joining us, and we will see you in July. Okay? Thank you again.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you, Donna.
Bring the whole family out for a day of fun with an array of activities at the Nanuet Chamber of Commerce 2nd Annual Street Fair, Sunday, June 7th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Main Street in Nanuet. Free admission, local vendors, rides, food, and entertainment. Participate in this community day of fun. Free with plenty of parking. Visit nanuetchamber.com for more information. Don't forget, June 7th for the 2nd Annual Nanuet Chamber of Commerce Street Fair.
We've got your news, traffic, and weather for Rockland, Bergen, and Orange counties on AM 1300, WRCR, and WRCR.com.
Kickstart me and my broken heart.